That's definitely the 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world.
Up next on American Restoration.
What is that?
It looks like a safe.
I've seen a lot of safes come through here, but I've never seen one this damaged.
Before you brought it here, did you get your stuff out?
No, it's never been opened.
Man, I can't wait to see what's in here. This thing's like giant. Man, that thing is awesome. So Henry Ford has some in a museum?
Yes.
And you want me to restore it?
That's cool.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Wow.
It's an interesting find. I think he's gonna be kind of pleased.
I mean, how do you plan on doing this? It's just a hunk of junk.
I know it's gonna break his heart. I think I'm gonna have to give him a call, tell him I can't do it.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
Is that gonna come flying down on us?
Oh no, what's in it?
Every day here at the shop, we get deliveries. Some are bigger than others. It really makes me anxious to rip into it and see exactly what we got.
Hi.
Hi, Rick. Rick, I'm Laura. It's
good
nice
to meet
you,
Laura.
Too.
Is this yours?
This is mine.
We're just getting it unscrewed. Hold on one sec. There, man, that thing is awesome.
It's a Custer car, an amusement park ride. I'm here at Rick's because I want to get the Custer car repaired and restored, and I want to make it look awesome.
It's pretty wild looking. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, could you imagine driving? This looks like it's got a motor in it.
It does.
Oh,
it does.
Man,
yes.
That thing's so cool.
It was supposed to off-road, actually.
So in the amusement park, it was riding around in the dirt, not on the asphalt.
Exactly, and it was made specially to do that.
Ah.
So the amusement park owners didn't have to build a special track for it.
Right, right. You don't usually see these things in amusement parks nowadays. They're usually on rails and stuff. Where'd you get this thing?
Actually, it's my husband that got the interest in this car.
Okay.
It was originally from Cedar Point, which is an amusement park in Ohio.
Right.
And as a child, he rode in it. And as time went on, my husband turned into the general manager of Cedar Point. When this thing became up for auction, he picked it up with no thought of how he was ever going to get it restored.
I mean, what's he want to do? You want to hang it? You want to sit it? What's he want
to
do?
I would like to see him being able to use it and run it around the cul-de-sac.
Okay, okay. So drive it. You
yes,
want to drive
exactly.
it?
Yes, exactly.
Is there any more of these around?
I have looked, and I cannot find any that are for sale. I do know that there are two Custer cars at the Henry Ford Museum because Henry Ford bought two Custer cars for his grandchildren.
So Henry Ford has some in a museum?
Yes.
And you want me to restore it? That's
cool. I think you're up to the challenge.
Do you think everything's here?
And I know there's an engine in there. If it works now or it doesn't, I have no idea. I was told that motor doesn't have enough horsepower to push this car. I'd like to have an engine that works.
So it sounds like we got a little bit of custom. We've got functionality. That's a must. It's
absolutely
definitely functioning.
Yes.
We make sure it's safe. They definitely make smaller, more powerful motors. But to change the motor over, we're going to have to do some redesign. Okay? We'll paint it all red and chrome the front end, get some good tires on it.
This car's awesome, but I'm seeing a ton of challenges. Because this thing's so rare, parts are gonna be really hard to find. On top of all the parts, this thing was originally made for a kid. So it's gonna need a bunch of modifications to meet the customer's expectations.
To do everything here is about $6,500, okay? So what do you think?
I'd say go ahead and do it.
All right, okay.
Thank you.
All right, you bet.
I know it's a very old car. I'm not even sure how he's ever gonna find these parts, but I just wanna see it looking fabulous.
Holy crap.
What is that?
It looks like a safe.
It looks like it fell off the trailer.
I've seen a lot of safes come through here, but I've never seen one this damaged. I mean, this thing is trashed.
I'm Rick.
Good meeting you, sir.
Good to meet you. This is Kelly, my wife.
Hi, Kelly. How are
Hi.
You?
All right, so how did it end up like that? It looks like somebody tried to break in it, yeah?
Correct. As you can see, it's got disfigured.
That's all torch cutting, right?
That's all torch cutting.
Holy crap.
They cut all the hinges off. Well, the deal is you can cut the hinges off, but there's still bolts running through the bottoms and into the door. When you cut all that off, it still won't come open. I think it's just absolutely nuts that somebody actually took the time to go at this thing like they did. They weren't professional robbers. Let me
they
just put it that way.
Stupid criminals is what they were.
It was Granddad's safe with all his possessions. He passed to the heavens, and I'd like to restore it. My granddad was never a believer of banks. He believed in his safe. There's a lot of contents in it that are very valuable. And as memory to him, I'd like to pass it on, but you sure can't pass it the way it is.
One, I want to know, after they tried to get in there, and before you brought it here, did you get your stuff out?
No, it's never been opened.
So it's still in there right now?
Still in there right now. I'm anxious to get in there.
So we got two things here. I mean, he's hoping that it looks pretty. I'm just worried about getting the thing open. I want to take a better look at this, okay? So we can get some kind of an idea what we got going on here.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I'll be in my office.
Okay.
Call me if you need me.
Just getting into this thing is going to be a big challenge. Then actually making it look good is something else entirely. If we can get in this thing, there's a chance we can restore it. But I don't really know at this point.
They blasted through stuff, and they did a lot of damage. It's very ornate. All this art on there is beautiful. And when they torched this, they ruined all this art. So we're going to have to guess on how to recreate this. This is in such terrible shape that I would do as best, much as I possibly could to start over again. It's not just basically restoring it. I'm going to be building it. With all that in mind, I think I'm looking at about $8,500 to do the whole thing. Okay?
I'm good for it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Come on in the office.
I hate to leave here today and not know what's going to happen. My biggest fear would be that Rick come to a dead end and just have to break the pins, break open the door, just get the contents, and it was a trip all for naught.
What are we calling this thing?
Custer car.
You get here, you just start cussing people out.
Custer, heck yeah.
The safe is going to be a massive job, and I can't get moving on it until the safe specialist can get in it. They should be on their way over now, but in the meantime, I got Cowboy and Roy starting on the Custer car.
What the hell are you testing?
All right.
Lunch first, and on to the rest.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's
do it. Maybe some bologna sandwiches. Ron ain't stolen them.
Hey guys, I'm Rick.
Rick, good to meet you. What do you got for us?
I'm glad you came, man. I got a big problem, this is what I got. As you can see.
Wow.
Somebody did a little number on trying to get in it.
Let's see.
I'm really excited to get it open, but we don't really want to damage anything, so I brought you over here to take a look at it and just sort of tell me what you think.
We're going to have to drill a few holes, kind of look inside, see what's happening inside there, see if there's working mechanical parts. With a burglarized safe, you never know what you're going to find. There's all kinds of damage that could be done, so there's nothing easy about this. First, you have to defeat the lock. The handles are broken off there, so you have to try and get the bolt works to turn and open the bolts. Then you got to pull the doors off. Okay, I think we got it, Rick.
No way, really?
I think so. Let's find out.
Oh, it's coming
That's
open.
It. You ready to lift it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. It looks like they got the doors beat on this thing, which is a big step in the right direction. And right now, I'm dying to know what's in this thing. I mean, it could be anything.
Here we go. Oh.
Oh. Holy crap.
Wow.
Recently, I had a customer bring an amazing but really beat up safe that he wants to get restored. Before we can do any work on this thing, we have to open it up. So I've got a couple of the best safe crackers in Vegas here, and they've just about got into this thing.
Here we go.
Oh. Wow.
Whoa, here, hold that. Oh. Holy crap.
Wow.
Ooh, smell that? This thing is full of money. Check this little mother load out.
Whoa.
Oh, somebody didn't trust the bank.
No. I mean, it's just solid full of money. Oh. Somebody's life savings, and it's incredible. This is crazy. This whole safe is filled with coins and bills.
That's definitely the .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world.
But there's also a bunch of old, cool other stuff that I don't even know what it is.
Oh, wow, check this out.
Oh, war medals.
Yeah.
You know, the customer said to me that there, you know, he thought there might be money and guns in it, but I had no idea, and I know he didn't either, that there was this much stuff in there.
We rarely open safes where you actually find something in there.
Right. I can't believe this thing. It's like a treasure chest. But now that we've got it open, we've got to catalog everything in there and learn a little bit more about the contents. But I still got to figure out how the hell we're going to restore this thing.
Thank you very, very much.
Anytime.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
This is unbelievable.
Yo, Rick, Adrian's here.
Hi, Adrian, how you doing?
How you doing?
What's that?
Oh, these are my tokens for my Sapo game.
Sapo, what's that mean?
It means frog in Spanish.
Cool, I can't wait to see what's inside here.
I wanted the game restored because it's really rare and it's been in my family for a long time.
My God, that's so cool. How old is this?
My mom's side of the family, so they've had it from the early 1900s.
Awesome.
Basically, you take the tokens, you stand about 7 to 10 feet back, try to make it in the hole. You play up to 20,000 points. Yeah, it has a drawer, it slides out.
Oh, it tells you the points. I could just see playing the heck out of this.
Yeah.
So, how do you see this being restored?
I don't want it like museum quality. I want it to still be able to be played.
Okay.
But still, you know, be a lot nicer. Feel free to show some creativity on it.
Okay. The metal has been dinged and dented everywhere, okay? In order for me to make it straight again, everything has to be pounded out by hand. You know, the trays, we'll take this, blast all this, straighten all these out again. The wood, I want to make it sturdy,
yeah.
And I want to make it hard. I want to make it last a long, long time.
You know, I'll be fine if you change it out.
In order to do all that, I'm looking at about $1,900 to do the whole piece.
$1,900 is a small price for the 100 years it's been in my family.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you good?
Awesome. Good?
All right. Thanks, Adrian.
Awesome. When Rick said it was $1,900, I was a little shocked, but I'm super excited to get it back home and play with my buddies in my man cave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
All right. So the motor's here?
Yeah.
How's it looking?
Looking like it's too big.
The client for this Custer car wants a lot of modifications. It's got to be more powerful and go faster than it did back in the day. And now she just called to tell us she wants a kill switch installed for safety. So Dave and I are figuring out how to make it all work. She wants to be able to see your kid driving around. Oh, my God, they're about to run into a tree. I'm going to save him because I'm mom, and I'm going to hit the switch and shut him down. Where is that kill switch? Right here? Okay, yeah. We want to keep the integrity of the car looking old. We want it to look like it was done in the 30s. Why don't we just put everything right under the seat? It's hidden. We'll cover all this in sheet metal, and then we can run our lines for the brakes through here, run our fuel line through here. So that's all hidden. The fabrication end of this back right here, you're going to be here a while. We've definitely got some challenges ahead of us, but the customer's always right. So what they want, they get. Okay, bud.
Thanks, Rick.
You bet.
Oh, boy.
Help! After we got the safe open, we started to catalog the items. But there's a bunch of things in there I didn't know anything about. So I called my friend Mark Hall Patton down to take a look. He's a local historian who shed light on pieces for me in the past.
How you doing, Mark?
Doing all right. What have we got here?
It's full of money, documents, guns.
I think he's going to be kind of pleased.
Yeah.
It's an interesting find.
And then there's some weird stuff that I'd like to know about.
So what do we got here?
Well, he's got all these twos. Oh. Are these twos like collectible or?
When $2 bills stopped being issued in any large numbers, a lot of people thought they were going to become really valuable, so they'd buy packets. Well, a $200 packet is worth
$200.
Yep. So what else do we have here?
All right, it's a little 22.
It's a modern version of a Derringer. Yeah. In the 19th century, they were called belly guns because you wanted to shoot somebody right in the belly. If you were going to shoot them, they were for really close in.
All right. This is just some foreign currency.
This is an interesting one. This is a Brentenmark. This is German currency from 1923. In the early 1920s, inflation in Germany got so bad that you were being paid 3 times a day. And as soon as you got paid, you went out, you gave your cash to your wife, and she bought anything she could because the money was losing value that fast.
Right. It was really helpful to have Mark over to explain what some of these items are. That way, when the customer comes to pick up a safe, I can tell him what some of these items were used for.
I learned a lot. That's very cool. Thank you very much for coming by.
Not a problem. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it.
We'll see you later.
Thanks. Hey, Rick. Hey, Adrian's here.
Oh, hey, Adrian.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
How you been?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, good. So you ready to see this?
I'm ready to see the game.
Yeah?
Getting kind of nervous.
Yeah, nervous?
Super excited. I don't know.
You're excited? You don't know which it is?
Definitely.
Well, you remember what it looked like.
It was a piece of crap.
It's a little raggedy, you know? I think you're going to be blown away. Come on.
Oh, man.
Come on,
see here. It. I came to Rick's today to pick up my early 1900s frog toss game. The game has been in my family for about 100 years, so I'm really excited to finally see it.
Ready? One,
ready.
Two, three.
Oh, my God. Holy Oh, my God. This is not the same game.
Yeah, it's the same game. Oh, yeah, it stands up pretty good.
I think Rick did an amazing job. The paint job, everything about it looks great. Holy cow. What did you do to it?
Oh.
I got to know.
What we did is we went through the wood. We did new wood, you know, ran down the side. You remember it was sort of pine, and we wanted to make it a little more sturdy. So we built it out of maple, okay? Cut the exact same sizes, all this and here. But then you can see how shiny the wood is.
I mean,
it's like glass now, okay?
Wow.
Here, you got the Zappos across there. I knew you wanted that on there.
Yeah. It looks amazing.
The tray, we ended up powder coating it so that it wouldn't, when you would throw them, they would take a little bit more beating,
you know?
So we did that. These, you can see that I didn't polish them all the way out. We wanted to leave them a little bit shiny.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of the dings. That's been hit a lot. And then, of course, the froggy.
Frog
got all polished out. I mean, it looks all shiny now. The other thing is on the front, this is the original handle, but the tray, it was pretty trash. So we went through and redid that.
Oh, wow.
So you got your scores all in there.
Scores in there, yeah.
Yep. So now it's not as trashed. Do you remember? It was pretty rusted.
Oh, it was beat up.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a surprise to see the game in, you know, perfect condition. I've never seen it like that before, but I'm sure it's going to get a lot of use now. I'm nervous right now. Here we go. I can't wait to get this game home and show everybody, because it's the
You know, it's so cool to do something like this.
Yeah.
It was from out of the country. It was different to us. And, you know, to see something, I'd have never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
So thanks for bringing it. It was fun
no
to do.
No problem. Thank you very much. Really
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Let's go back inside and do some paperwork. I got to get back to work. What food product can be used to remove the ugly tarnish off of copper? The correct answer is ketchup. As you can see, this copper penny is no longer shiny. So here's what you do. You stick your copper into the ketchup, let it sit for about 10 minutes, pull it out, wipe it off, and bam. The vinegar and acidity in ketchup removes all the oxidation, leaving you with a clean piece of copper.
What's up with that safe? Did you get it open?
Yeah, I did. Come on. I mean, it's full of somebody's belongings.
Wow. I mean, this safe is tore up. It's not even the same safe. It's just a hunk of junk.
I know he's really, really wanting it restored, but somebody has just, unfortunately, absolutely destroyed this piece. It's just too far gone. And I think I'm gonna have to give him a call, tell him I can't do it. I know it's gonna break his heart. This is a first for me. I've never had to tell a customer I can't complete the restoration. It's absolutely killing me, but this safe is way too badly damaged to save. At least I can tell him that I got it open, and he's got some really interesting stuff inside. Hey, JR, it's Rick Dale. I got some bad news. Although I had to deliver some crappy news to JR about his safe, I get to reveal this badass Custer car to Laura.
That Custer car's out here somewhere. I seen Rick working on it earlier.
I'm here today to pick up the Custer car that he's been restoring for me. When I dropped the car off, I didn't think there was any hope in saving it. It was really messy. It was very rusty. I thought it was ready for the scrap heap.
Rick!
I hear something. Look at that! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! When I saw Rick drive out in that car, I was amazed. I couldn't believe it was the same car. I just love everything about it. It is fabulous. I love it, especially that it drives.
Yeah.
But I did this for my husband. He has no idea
Still,
about this.
No idea.
He has no idea. He is going to be shocked.
Awesome.
He is just going to
awesome.
Be shocked.
Awesome.
The color is fantastic. Look at the chrome on that. I know you said you were going to do that.
You remember it was all bent? Front was punched in?
Terrible.
These here, the headlights were all rusted.
Oh, they were about ready to fall off.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
You know, we got the body off. We started pulling off bumper car part of it. When we pulled that off, there was no structure left. So what we had to do was build a whole frame on the inside. Now the car has structure, so when you turn, it doesn't twist or break.
I love this. This is beautiful.
It is leather, and anytime you get leather like this, I mean, this is like riding in a, you know, little Ferrari, you know? Okay, down here is actually your control panel. It's tucked away underneath the seat. So, of course, the horn. It's loud.
It's loud. I love it.
Well, you want them out of your way, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then this, of course, is your on and off switch and kill switch. These are your original wheels with, you know, new tires, of course.
Sure, sure.
But we went and chromed them. You can see that's just exactly, this is exactly like it was back in the day.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you had the old motor in there, yeah. And we wanted something a little more reliable, right? Okay. The motor's 13 horsepower. Everything in that area there has all been fabricated, bottom line.
That is amazing. When you came down the driveway, I could not believe it. I've never seen this thing run. Now, my husband saw it run when he was probably 8 years old. And to see it run and to buzz around like you did, that is amazing.
What a great gift. What a great, great gift.
I think so. It's the best gift I could ever give him. And I think that it is a quality piece, and I can't thank you enough.
Awesome.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks. Awesome. Good. I'm glad. Okay, let's go in the office. We'll finish up the paperwork, and then we'll get it crated, and you can put a bow on it when you get home.
I certainly will.